Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Good evening. What a lovely day that we have. Thank God for His goodness and grace. We want to pray for those people in Baltimore. There's a lot of stuff going on over there. And this is a situation where none of us is going to be, in that type of a situation. None of us would like to be in it. We're broadcasting live from the Family Community Fellowship Church. We at 2026 on Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C. Come on by. This is yours truly, Jake Johnson, signing in from a nation in prison. May God have mercy. Thank you for all you listening to, audience. Thank you for coming to me, listening to me, and being patient with me. I just want to say that all of you all that have a livelihood that we have, we're under siege by the police, not all of them are bad. But the few that's bad makes it terrible for the rest of them. And so we want to keep those people over in prayer, over in Baltimore. Hopefully that the family and everybody is safe. No hurt or harm would come to all the people that's trying to show the people that this type of behavior can't be tolerated in this day and time. I remember when I was a youngster and a lot of stuff like this took place, and the police, they put dogs and water holes and everything on us, and beat us and all that type of stuff. But these people in this day and time, they just, So let's take a minute, and I'll be right by that. Because if you listen to this broadcast, then you're not engaging in what's going on in Baltimore. So to all my Baltimore listeners, I just want to say to you that a change is going to come. And if you could just wait on change, I think you would be better. And opposed to trying to make change yourself. Yes, we are a part of change, and we are part of that activity. But we can't promote change. We just have to engage change, because change is going to come irregardless or irrespective as to whether we do something about it, if you would, or not. So don't try to create change. That's something that God does. We just promote change, and we deal with ourselves in terms of what's best for me, or if it's you, what's best for you. So all of those who have some type of comment, I ask you to call in and give me your private opinion in terms of what's going on. 646-668-8573. I wish you would call in, because I need your participation. I really need your participation. And I humbly ask that you call in and give me your comments. Okay, so if I have a caller, go ahead, you're on the air. Caller, are you there? Caller, go ahead, you're on the air. Well, try your call again. 646-668-8573. Give me a call if you would. In the meanwhile, while the caller tries to get his or her call straightened out, let me pay some bills, will you, if you would. Thank you for all of your participations. I want you to know that accidents are going to happen. Accidents happen frequently, and accidents happen, you know. So if you're in a car accident and don't have no insurance, you have some problems. Matter of fact, I just put mine in the shop this afternoon. But Allstate Insurance Company is the place to be. No, I'm not that Jake. I don't wear khaki pants, but I'm certainly from Allstate. I'm with Allstate, and I'm under the directions of a great company. And if you would listen to what Ms. Andrea Riley have to say that they offer. They offer housing insurance, personal insurance, automobile insurance, and they insure things in your house, in your car, property insurance. I mean, look, that's the place to be if you want insurance. And call Ms. Andrea Riley, if you would, at Allstate, 301-779-1120. That's Ms. Andrea Riley at Allstate, 301-779-1120. They're right on Rhode Island Avenue, this thing called Baltimore Avenue. That, you know, on the Maryland side. Rhode Island Avenue turned into Baltimore Avenue. And it's 6103 Riverdale, Maryland. But go out there and see Ms. Andrea Riley. They'll give you the best offer and deal that you can have, and the best and most efficient protection that you could have. So I'd ask, see Ms. Andre Riley, if you would, and I'll give her a call at 301-779-1120. Only way, if you want to stop and get something to eat, try Cousins at the 849 Upstate Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. Let's ask for Barbara, if you would, 202-210-1730. You don't have to go there, deliver to you. And they have a wonderful, you hear what I'm saying? They have a magnificent menu. I'm talking about, I love eating there, and they got a guy that's cooking out there named Larry. Look, second to none. You hear me? I eat there, second to none. Now, well, Hoss and Dickens, too, but all of us are family. They're in Boston. You know, they got Hoss and Dickens, if you would, at 6912 4th Street Northwest, up at Tacoma Station. And, of course, they got one at 12th and 8th Street Northwest. Hoss and Dickens is one bite and you hook. Trust me, you'll love Hoss and Dickens of not go by Cousins up there, formerly Duke up on Upton Street. Then if you did win your car, you want to need a car wash, they give us $2 off for seniors. That's Smoke Car Wash. He's at 1021 Bladen Bay Road, Northeast, Washington, D.C. Look, you hear what I say? For $5, Smoke will send them to pick your car up, wash it, shine it, clean it, and bring it back. Spanking brand new in terms of how it looks and clean it and shine. And for, like I said, they give a $2 discount for all seniors. So give call to Smoke, if you would, 202-396-1275. And they're open Monday through Saturday, you know. So just give Smoke a call if you need to have your car washed. Look, Saturday, let me tell you something about this young lady and her company. I always tell you about these young entrepreneurs that's associated with the Family Community Fellowship. We at 2026 Melbourne Avenue, Northeast. Well, they have services on Sundays at 11 o'clock. Of course, they have Sunday school at 9:45. But on Tuesday, you could miss a treat if you don't come up Bible study on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock. But he has a daughter by the name of Kendra. Let me tell you something about this young lady and the ideas and stuff that she presents to the people. Look, she has a program called Arsnet. It's Kendra Sell Backwards. They had a program started at the Marriott over across the street from the Navy Yard. A pop-up, a shop there. Second to none. And they set up these type of programs, situations, parties, and that type of stuff for anybody who can do it. You know, next month, in June, they have all this stuff dealing with graduations, proms, birthdays, I mean, you name it. Well, she can set you up, and I'm telling you, look, just give her a call, and I'm telling you, with all the sincerity that I can take, you will not be disappointed. Her phone number is 301-433-3445. And then she has a younger brother, just turned 25, quarter, he says, because I'm a quarter now. So, Dion Lewis. People, let me say this, and you have to believe that you couldn't find a better young gentleman that can help you with any type of situation in terms of business proposals that you can have. It's paying your bills. If you can't manage your affairs and paying your bills, if you're interested in going into a new adventure in terms of entrepreneurship, give Deanna a call. I challenge you to give this young man a call, or the young lady, if you would, because this is a family of jewels. You hear me? If you have never met any angels, meet these people. 202-390-9984. And I'm telling you, you're going to call me and type me and say, Jake, where did you find these people at? I didn't find them, they found me. God said he sent it to me, and they presented them to you. And they can only make life better for you in terms of whatever situation that you need to have in terms of setting up parties, activities, that type of situation. You cannot go wrong. And then there's India. She has a flower creation that she does. She sets up your place and decorates it with flowers. And she can do the same type of situation that I just mentioned. My thing is, why can't we as black people support one another? No disrespect. You see how great the turnout is for Mr. Gray over in Baltimore? Why can't we make the same turn off for people here? Why can't we make the same type of turn off for one another here while we're alive? I certainly respect the people who believe that justice should prevail. But what about us also? What about the people that need to be justified in making a living? Yes, justice should be evident in brutality, because we are certainly against violence in any fashion, shape, or form. We don't like bullying on this program. We don't like domestic violence. We don't like people committing crimes. And so we mentor against it. This is the radio mentoring program. And if you have a situation that you need to talk about, come on to this show and talk about it. Don't get out in the street and get yourself hurt or jail time or disrespected. Come here. You can let the world know just how much you disapprove of an injustice as anybody else. Come on up here. And I'm certain that you'll see some of Annie's foul creations right here. Her name is Annie Gibson, and I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed in the flower creation. It's called Annie's Flower Creation, and she at 202-658-1553. I'm asking you to come. And then, you know, I'm thinking about the chateau. I was over there the other night. And they're one of the few people that even have, you know, have access at the doorway for people that physically challenged. On Thursday night, they have a whole program designed for physically challenged people. That's at the Chateau on Benny Road. And Mr. Nut Coleman handles that. He was the only club in the district that I know of that opens the door to the mentally challenged or physically challenged, and they are there every Thursday night, just them. They don't serve no alcohol, but they serve them a decent meal, and they serve them juice. And they let them dance and do whatever they can do, but they, more importantly, they open the doors to them and let them come in and enjoy themselves and let them make them feel that they are still human and that they can go out and enjoy half a night out and enjoy themselves too. So we want to give a shout-out to Mr. Nut Coleman and show him what your appreciation for the type of service that he presents to the physically and mentally challenged people by coming out there on Friday nights. And then at the end of the month on Saturdays, the last Saturday in every month, they have a $5 affair. So just come on out and give Mr. Nut Coleman and the Chateau a great shout-out and let him know that you appreciate what we're doing. You can appreciate the people that's live just the way that you can demonstrate for the people that has been abused or killed, if you will. You know, I certainly don't like what the police do, but I also don't like what's happening to us as a people, you know, and how we demonstrate and tell people that, show them. Come on the radio program and talk about it. All of y'all, we'll talk as long as you all can demonstrate over the telephone. Now, come on up and talk about it, you know, because it can only cause more havoc and more problems for people who get out in the street. And that's what they want. That's what they're trained to deal with. That's, you know, you have to be careful about how we do things and what we're doing in terms of our demonstrations. We have to be really careful about that. And so I want you to know that I'm not against none of that. But it's a way to do things that can make things a whole lot better for all of us. I want to say something about the Dynamic Wellness up on 402 or 8th Street in Northeast Washington, D.C. That's Mr. Nate Mines up there. That's my co-host, man up there, you know, Earl folks, that's his man up there. I deal with him up there, and they have some wonderful stuff up there. And if you've been done that, I'll let you think about it for a minute. If you've been in there, drop out there and see him. That 402 H Street and all this, that's a dynamic wellness up there with this Nate Mind. Not only does he can give you counseling in terms of what you should take, what route, whatever that you need in terms of making you a better person, even feel better, and sometimes even looking better. And then if you want to talk about something, they have a room in there that he allows you to use to give a demonstration or to whatever you need to do. But listen to this. They have a dynamite meal set up in that good Google movie. And you can't get no pork drops in there. But you're certainly going to get filled, and you're certainly going to get some nerves, some wholesome, a good wholesome meal in there. You know, so go by 402 H Street North. You see Mr. Nate Mines up there. Good guy. Good man. Good man. And I'm telling you, you would be well satisfied when you come out there. I want to give a special shout out to Pastor Darrell Lewis who allowed this program to take place on the Generation by Faith. This program is called A Nation in Prison. May God have mercy. And we are against bullying in all facets. We're against domestic violence any way that it comes. And we're against people that's committing crimes against one another. We're against drug and substance abuse. You know, we have people that come in and talk about it, that's drug substance abuse counselors. I worked at CAG myself for a couple of years as a substance abuse monitor. So whatever situation that you have, and of course, you know, I spent over 42 years of my life in unincarceration, and so I'm sure against jails. But while we're in there, you know, we have to give something back. So I had the occasion, you know, to write a proposal. I submitted it to a lot of our people through the association with our ANC from Ward 5, Ms. Kathy Henderson, who really supports us in all the things that we do over here in Ward 5. She is a very good ANC commission, and so, you know, anything that we can support her in, I encourage you to do so. I mean, without fail, you should endorse Ms. Kathy Henderson in anything that she does. Well, you know, my thing is that we have to stay connected. And one of the best ways that we can stay connected is that our family, you know, and I learned this the hard way. I told you I spent over 42 years in incarceration myself since I was about 13 years old. I've been incarcerated. Yeah, think about it. That's a long time. Of course, it wasn't 42 years straight up. 6 years there, 7 here, 5 there, you know. And I never stayed home over 2 years except this time. I came out in 2003. I had the case about a fake parole violation in 2005, came back out in 2007. But I've been home ever since, and I've been trying to give back. And brother, the best way that I can give back is trying to get back in terms of keeping your family connected. You know, I don't try to give no excuses for people who committed a crime. But what I do think is that the people's families that's left behind need to stay connected with the person that's gone forward on incarceration. When I'm saying that, it's not just the adults. You know, when you send a child a new beginning, if he is, or she has a real a serious crime, they don't keep them there. They send them out of town. And, of course, you know, all of our adult felons go out of town. You know, and when I say out of town, I'm talking anywhere in the United States. Now, the situation I have and the problem I have with that is that as long as these people are over the jail, you can catch a bus or a cab or Uber or whatever you need to do and go over to jail and see them. And there's no problem. You know, the people, well, sure, I don't know for how long the visitation is over there. It can't be more than an hour. But it certainly it has its restrictions. And I've been talking to some people, Steve Dolson, some other people, a couple of city council people, about it. Of course, Eleanor Norton Holmes' office hadn't responded. I have no reason understanding why. You know, when you're not making national headlines with getting yourself killed and choked out and shot up and getting your back broke, all that, you know, people don't listen to you. You can't get these people to respond in no kind of way. Well, I'm not going to get their attention that way. I wrote all these people. I called some people today that gave me some encouraging news. They didn't sound like they was against anything. And I talked to Ms. Lisa Rawlings, if you will, CISO, and she directed me to their programs officers who would certainly embrace such a move. And the move is just this. That I explained to her, 85% of the people that's in the District of Columbia, especially people of color, have somebody involved with the criminal justice system. You hear me? 85% of those people. They knock up more people in the district than I guess they do anywhere in the country. I know in this country, for the South, we don't have 1 million people here. And I know we got over 10,000 people that's incarcerated, at least from the District of Columbia, under some kind of supervision. And a lot of these people, you know, are in jail simply because they were trying to take care of his or her family, support them, or try to protect them in some kind of way. Either way, I'm not being an advocate for breaking the law. But I'm being an advocate for keeping the chains tight with family connections. However it is, when a person is in jail, you need to be connected to your roots. That's your family. It's not our fault that they chose to close Lawrence. For war, for practical purposes, and how they closed Lawton. It's closed now, and been closed since 1997. I was there with one of the last people that was moved out of Lawton. And so we put them in all these private prisons and the Federal Bureau of Prisons. And so we have to make arrangements to visit our people. Some of us have 2 or 3 family members that's in jail. And they're now not all in the same institution. And a lot of times the institutions keep them separated for that purpose because, you know, that's a gang by itself. And the feds, they sure don't have no gangs. They think you ganging up in there, you riding somewhere or flying somewhere out of there. And over the jail, you know, there's a restriction in terms of how many people can come to visit you, how often they can visit you, and who can visit you. Well, the proposal that I address is just this. Skype visit, that they embrace it, and that you should call your city councilman or Eleanor Norton Holmes' office and encourage them to endorse it. Why? Because it saves you the money that you would have to rent a car or pay gas fare or train fare or fly wherever you need to go to. I knew when I was at Leavenworth, I know a guy, a friend of mine, Cornell Atkins, flew a bill up there for me. You know what I'm saying? And then she had to pay a babysitter to keep my son while he had to stay home. So I can imagine what some of you have to go through if you got two or three children home that you can't take with you or don't want to take with you because, you know, like I said, unless you're fortunate enough to go be somewhere 3 or 4 hours away, you can drive there and you're taking a chance, you know. But if you have to go overnight, and most of the places are overnight, even if it's going to Atlanta somewhere, Florida, you know, that's 15 to 20 hour drive. Going. And coming back, some people stay overnight. I know you don't just drive like that and don't have no seat. But anyway, what my situation is just this, y'all. When you get there, you have to get a room. You usually leave on a Friday after you get off of work. You got a long distance call the day before saying, look, are you coming? Yeah, we coming. Oh, I'm coming. I'll be there first thing in the morning. I'll leave tonight, so-and-so. When I get off of work, and go rent a car or drive, or go to the bank, get some money, and make a hotel arrangement for tonight, and at least Saturday night, and I'll visit you Saturday and Sunday, and I'll leave Sunday evening after visiting and come back home. Then when I get back home, you know, I got to pay the babysitter. Well, what happens Sunday, first thing Monday morning? She's going to call another long-distance call and see if you got home all right. Now, if we were still over the jail, how the prisoners over the jail, we wouldn't have this conversation. They have the same type of visitation over the jail. But what does it take to get on the metro? Or catch a cab? Or get somebody to drop you off over there? It ain't like them being in Texas or Minnesota or in all the four corners of the United States, because that's where the feds are. They got Federal Bureau of Prisons all over the country, and you might be in any one of them. And one thing about the feds, they don't let you hang around no one institution too long. You might be anywhere, and you know, and the better behavior you are, the worse behavior you are. You going out of that. If you behave yourself real well, in a couple of years, they transfer you to what they call a better or lower class institution, where restrictions are lower, what they call a lower level institution, lower level security. Visions don't change. You know, if you got a felony on your record, you can bet your bottom dollar you ain't going to see nobody in no feds, at least for the first 5 years, I know. They ain't gonna let you in there. You know, and then they're not gonna let so many people in there, and you're gonna have so many kids there visiting. You know, but then suppose that you have a person that's somewhere locked up in Atlanta Penitentiary, one up in SDL, South Carolina, and, you know, that type of stuff. The program that I introduced was allow you to visit all those people at one time. You hear what I say? Visit all those people at one time. And, look, the institution would have to appreciate it because they don't have to worry about who's visiting. They don't have to worry about you or anybody else with you bringing contraband into the institution because you don't go into the institution. And a physical presence, you go through a TV monitor. And that's how you visit over the jail. Nobody complained about it that I know of. And so, because, why? They still have a family connection. They still can see the people that they love and care for, that they respect. And this is what Skype visiting is about. It keeps a lot of stuff down. You had to wait outside because they say the prison hall is too crowded, man. you got to wait till another crowd or some people leave. And as people leave, they let you come in according to how, what time you arrived at the business hall for the institution. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm saying that if you endorse the program, you need to call your city councilman or Eleanor Norton's home office and say, look, this is ideal. This is what me, you know, if a birthday, if your son or daughter or husband or wife or whomever you have that's associated with you have a birthday, and everybody want to wish you a happy birthday or you want to wish them a happy birthday, all of you all can come in and get in your booth. Everybody, and no restrictions. All the kids and all the friends get in your booth. And he or she can see all of y'all at one time, talk to all of y'all at one time. And this can go on twice a week, every week, for whatever institution that you house in. Just think about that. And you don't have to pray for no babysitter. Take the babies with you right there and go in your booth. You know all this room that they have over at D.C. General. They got several buildings over there. And all we need is the first floor. Put about 50 booths in there with these Skype TVs in. You know how you talk on the cell phone and you can see the people that you talk to? Well, it's the same way. If you go over to jail and visit, the same thing happens. The same way. We just going to do it on a larger scale. Wherever you are in the United States, we will visit you. Let's say if you were in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, all down on that coast, Florida, we'll have them visits at, let's say, Mondays and Wednesdays. 2 hours. You can come in and visit your people. What you do is contact us, and we'll contact the institution and have your person there set up so he or she can go and sit before her monitor and talk to everybody who you want to talk to for 2 hours. And that's twice a week. And everybody. You don't have to worry about being on nobody's business list or none of that. You don't have to worry about no getting in no fight in the business hall about somebody in there with your husband or your man or somebody in there with your wife or your woman, you know, because it's no personal contact. You have to worry about nobody smuggling nothing into the institution or, because you're not going into the institution. That's you do with the jail. And this keeps your family connected because they can get to you. You don't have to worry about taking off work. You don't have to worry about engaging and indulging in some type of renting a room, if you would, at a hotel when you get to the next town, how long you can stay. And then it cuts down on the long-distance calls because I know at least two calls are going to come. The one that's going to solidify the visit between you and your loved one, the person that's housed in the institution, is going to assure that you're going to get there. And then they're going to make sure that you got home safely when he or she left. You know, so this is a win-win program for everybody that's involved. And I was trying to explain, give a brief synopsis to this to Ms. Lisa Rawlins. She's a special assistant to the director of CSOSA because that's who handles all the adult prisoners. Go to jail and come back, you know. So if I'm trying to get the support to the people for us, I'm trying to say that we need to stay connected. We need to keep our families united. And this is in my view the best way. You know, if you just don't know, man. They don't even see people sometimes, and they get excited about it. You ought to see how these offenders act when they have a mail call. You don't see nobody doing mail call. All you do is listen, and if they call your name, man, you see the biggest smile on people's faces that you can do. And there ain't no time for no playing and no joking or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Look, these people go in and they sit down and they read the letters from their loved ones, from their wives, that type of stuff. So, you know, man, we need this type of connection. So I encourage all of you, you know, if you want to call me at 646-668-8573, call me and comment. But more importantly, I challenge you to call your city councilman or Eleanor Norton Holmes' office. My name is Jake Johnson. I'm the one who had promoted this idea, and I would like to see that as proof. And so if you can support me with this, I certainly would appreciate it. I had a special guest outline for you tonight, Ms. Edith Wilson. She wrote a book, and she wanted to address you about it. I hope nothing happened to her. I've been trying to reach her on the radio by phone, and I asked her to come in because she has a very interesting book, and some information is in that book that you would certainly would appreciate listening to. And I know that you would support her and buy this book if you listen to what she had to say. So, Ms. Wilson, if you're there, out there somewhere, you still have time to come in. I'll certainly wait for you and come in and let you talk to these people. Or you can call, if you would, 646-668-8573, and you still can be interviewed over the air. So if you want to call from wherever you are, 646-668-8573, and I will let the people listen to what you have to say. You know, because I know it's something that you want the people to hear. So I want you to call in and say what you have to say. But look, people, I don't know how to stress how badly I need you to call Ms. Eleanor Norton Holmes' office and give your support for this program, or call C. Sosa. You know, whoever got your people, you know, your parole, people's parole office. You need this type of program. It saves us a whole lot of money. A lot of us can't afford to, you know, really couldn't afford to go to jail every week to see somebody. Not unless you go out of town. And especially so if you have more than, like I said, one sibling or one loved one, a person that's in jail some kind of way. It's tough. I'm telling you, it's real bad. How much money do you think that you had to spend to go and see your loved one? You know, and not only the adults, you know, like I said, the younger kids that have serious offenses that can't be housed at New Beginning over in Bush, over in Long Merlin somewhere, they house them out of town too, in Coupon. You still have to go see them. They're still your loved one. And they still need to be loved. They need to be understood that somebody is outside that still thinks about them, that still cares about them, that still wants them to know that they're loved. And so I'm asking you to call in 646-668-8573. I'm asking you to, my name is Jake Johnson. I called everybody I could call, and I sent them a copy of this proposal a couple months ago. You know, over the phone, people said something, but nobody had said give me anything in writing. And I guess they're waiting to hear from you, the listening audience. And you are my strongest advocate in terms of who can call and say something to these people. Look, I heard the proposal that Mr. Jake Johnson addressed. I listened to Blog Talk Radio, A Nation in Prison. And Mr. Jake Johnson outlined a good proposal that would help me as a mother or a wife or a sister or a brother or a family member or just a good friend of some people that's in jail that I would like to go see. And because of the inconvenience or my shortage of cash, you know, everybody could need money, and then save some money.
And this is a good way that we can do so.
You know, nobody screams about the situation over the jail, so it must be all right. So Skype visiting, that's what it's called, Skype visiting, must be all right. And so I'm challenging you to call Ms. Eleanor Norton Holmes off. You can dial 311, they'll give it to you. And tell them that you support this idea that Mr. J. Johnson has about Skype visiting for our visitors here. And have people here that's housed in the district, that we live in the district of Columbia. We're the only state, that I guess we operate as a state, that don't have its own prison system. Not your fault that they told Lord. When Lord was open, you could go down 8th Street, 12th and 8th Street, somewhere down there, and get a people $2.50 and get a round trip bus ticket down, go down to Lord and come back, $2.50. They closed that. Now it costs you $250 to get to somewhere. And then that's just for one person. Then you have to pay the babysitter, if you would. Because, you know, them institutions ain't allowed a whole lot of, they don't have, first of all, they don't have the room for a whole lot of people during the visiting hours. So they ain't allowed with so many people in there with so many children. I think they allow 3 adults and two kids or something. But there ain't a whole lot of people they're going to allow in there. So I'm asking you to call Mr. Holmes' office or write us here, A Nation in Prison, 2026 Maryland Avenue, North East, Zip 20002. And say, Mr. J. Johnson, we certainly endorse and embrace what you're trying to do with this Skype visiting, and we support you, and we're sending this letter of support to you. I certainly will take them down to Ms. Norton's home office myself. And say, look, we have to do something about this. You know, we have all the facilities right here. They're always talking about how you can best keep our people from being recidivist. You know, people be real bitter. I'm telling you, you want to see somebody real bitter in your life. You thought people was mean out here in the street. They be real bitter in them jails, and they don't get no visit. You know, and sometimes you don't get no mail. A lot of us can't read or write, and then here's another thing. You know, when you write somebody, it don't express what you feel. You think about that. Somebody writes you a letter saying, I love you. It ain't like I'm telling you I love you. You understand what I'm saying? I can write you and say I love you, or I can tell you that I love you. And you can feel the difference in the expression. So all I want to say is that, you know, you need to get on it. Tell your buddies about it. Tell all your friends about it. Everybody that's housed in a jail somewhere, and you have a friend that's out in the street, you tell them, say, man, look, this guy, Jake Johnson, was on the radio. Blog Talk Radio, A Nation in Prison. I broadcast live every Monday when I can. And if I don't, they'll broadcast my last broadcast on Monday. You can call me, and if you have a situation or if you want to come up here and talk about it, you can come up here and talk about it. And if you have a friend in jail or incarcerated somewhere, he or she or your friend or whomever can listen to us as we talk. And that's what I'm trying to do. But I want them to see you without you going through all this extra finance and trying to get somebody to get a ride to Lewisburg or Texas or Minnesota or Nebraska, wherever he or she might, Oklahoma, wherever she might be incarcerated at, and say, man, look, your birthday is in May. All of us
we just be there. I'm going to have everybody there. You can have a birthday cake and everything and blow out the cake and have a party right there with them. You know, of course, they couldn't eat the cake, but they would appreciate the guests. You know, and the institution would have to be over-enthused about this type of program. Why? Because they don't have to worry about a whole bunch of people coming into the institution, worrying about if you're on the list. You know, you stand out there half an hour checking your name and all that type of stuff to see if you're on the visit list. Then they got to search you, to humiliate you, running machines and stuff all over you and feeling all over you people, and especially females. And see if that you have bringing institutions some type of contraband into the institution. That's terrible. I mean that's just bad. So none of this has to take place. You understand? None of this has to take place. You know, they can extend this Skype program that they have over there. I just think that they don't have enough room over there because they and that building that they have there, but they have places over there. All those buildings over D.C. Jones is faking, waiting for some type of positive use. We have to say something before they tear it down and then use it because they're getting ready to get Unity out there, so I know they're getting ready to do something with most of them. If they're going to take the homeless people out there, well, they built a brand new playground. That don't seem like they're going to move nobody. But like I said, when you pull, they do anything. So we had to speak up, just like the people in Baltimore speaking up and going, risking to get their head bust open and going to jail for giving an expression of what they feel was an injustice. This is an injustice when you had to pay, lose a loved one for his or her mistake or however he or she got incarcerated and taken away from you. Then you have to pay for the bill every month for long-distance calls. And whenever you want to go visit him or her, you got to put that bill. Why? Why should we have to pay to go to see somebody in jail? Simply because our government chose to close Lawton. We're the only facility in the country. When I say facility, because I don't know if D.C. is not a state. We don't have that type of representation. But we do have Ms. Eleanor Norton Holmes up there who we can address and say, look, we need to have this type of business. I certainly need it. You know, it would save me a whole lot of rent. That's money that you can put on the babies or go toward the rent or get that new dress or new pair of shoes or whatever that you thought that you need to have. Or money that you can't really afford to do. But we can't afford to leave our loved ones in jail, unconnected, unloved, and unresponsive in terms of how he or she can tell us what they need. I'm going to take a break right now because I want to go back and reiterate some of the stuff that I spoke to you about earlier in terms of your car insurance. Because I want you to know how important it is to have your car insured. And I want you to understand that Allstate is the place for you to go. You hear me? Allstate is the place for you to go. I'm not that Jake, but I am with Allstate. And I'm under my agent is Ms. Andrea Riley at 301-779-1120. She's at 6103 Baltimore Avenue. That's this Rhode Island Avenue extended into Maryland. It's called Riverdale, Maryland. And I'm telling you, you know, they have rental housing insurance, automobile insurance, personal insurance, whatever you want to insure, Ms. Riley will take care of you. So give Ms. Riley a call, will you? I cannot reiterate enough how good and how important this Allstate Insurance Company is. They've been really good. I've been with them over a year, and they've been good to me. And gave me full protection. I never have a sweat about it. 301-779-1120. Tell them to take over your call, and I'm certain that she will acknowledge that. I also want you to get your car washed, get it clean if you're going to go somewhere. And Smoke is open all year round. He's at 1021 Blading Bay Road, apartment. And if you're senior like I am, they give you a $2 discount. And whatever type of motor vehicle that you have, they will clean. Not only that, but they will clean you. If you want them to come and pick you up, because they only charge $5, but they'll come and get you and pick you up. And clean your car inside and out. No machine touches it, but back in the door. And good reasonable price. So go see Smoke if you would. 1021 Blading Bay Road, or you can call them for a pickup at 396-1275. That's Smoke at 1021 Blading Bay Road. Senior discount, 202-396-1275. $5 extra there, come and pick your car and bring it back. Hand clean it. You will not be dissing it. And then, look, you, like I told you, this circle of family that we have, Hawes and Diggins, they have one at 6912 4th Street Northwest, and then they have one at 12th and 8th Street Northwest. Y'all know about Hawes and Diggins. They say one bite and you hook. You see the lines out there. Look, go up there and tell them Jake told you to come in there. You need an extra piece of fish. They got good fish. And then my baby, my great niece, lover, Bab. She's that cousin. It used to be Duke's up on Upton Street, 849 Upton Street Northwest. And then they deliver, too. So you call Barbara, if you would. Tell her, look, Jake told me to call you and say that cook y'all got Larry up there. He's out of sight. So I'm calling. So I want y'all to deliver me some of the food. And look, 202-210-1730. Her name is Barbara. Tell her Jake told you to call and come up and get it. Then see my go up and see Wellness. Duke's Wellness up there. I mean, Nate Mines up there at the Dynamic Wellness shop up there. Look, man, I'm about to check out of here because it's getting real close to 7, and I'm walking. I can't even get up here because I had some problems with my truck. But I ain't Jake from Allstate, but I am Jake with Allstate, under the guise of Allstate, so you need to do that. But I was trying to get up here to do. But look, I had a couple of interesting topics that I want to talk to you about, but things just happened so strongly that I need to just bring this to your attention, and especially about this guy visiting. You know, so next week now, you know, and of course I would make arrangements for you. If you got something that you want to talk about, come on in. We at 2026 Merlin Avenue. That's right behind Spingarn. The school's over there. Happy Jamal. 21st and Merlin Avenue, right on the corner of the Apache Hospital Center. Come on in any month. Or, like I said, you can certainly come on Sunday. At Sunday school at 1045, and church, we have a dynamic pastor, a prophet, and I'm telling you, you will be blessed to get here at any Sunday at 11 o'clock, and you will miss a blessing on Tuesday night at 7. Look, man, I challenge you to come. You know, you can come on the program. I ain't got no pitch about who come on my program. Talk, you know, and whatever you want to talk about. You know, we ain't going to disrespect nobody, not even ourselves. But we're going to let you express whatever you have to say. If you have a situation that's bothering you, you or somebody you want to talk about, come on up here and talk about it. And then if you don't have to come here and talk about it, you can call 646-668-8573, and you can talk from wherever you are, and I'll hook you up all over the country, and you can say and express what you have to say. And if it's something about bullying, domestic violence, or some type of criminal behavior, or substance abuse, look, I'm your man. Trust me, I'm your man. You know, I ain't one of them old sick talking people. You know, I sound like a cold bandwagon. I'm born in South Carolina. You know, but I'm just human. I'm one of those people that helped make up the totality of the 700,000 that we have in this country, in Washington, D.C. So, you know, I call me, you know, and the caller that called in, maybe you didn't know how to say something, click on or something, but I saw where you had called. I asked you to come on, but you know I got to get out of here now. But I love you, I respect you, and I want your support. So again, you know, dial 311, talk to Ms. get Ms. Eleanor Norton Holmes on your phone, and tell her that you support this site. Program that Jake Johnson has for visiting, for our people that's housed all over the country, that some of us cannot afford to go visit him or her or them. But this guy visiting program will help us a whole lot. And not only that, it helped the institution. So anytime that you all, y'all just don't know how important this is. And I'm going to talk about it until they stop. Okay? Thank you for listening. Again, if you have a situation or circumstance or condition that's not becoming to you, then you should be coming to me. God bless you. Come to me. Call. A nation in prison. May God have mercy. Thank you. God bless you.